News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
We're joined from the Department of Foreign Affairs by the Minister of State at the department, that being Thomas Byrne. Minister, John obviously saying that an awful lot of people will have family members in Dubai and in the wider Middle East, 20,000 Irish citizens likely there. The advice from the Department of Foreign Affairs is that they should register with the department. What's your assessment of the relative risk and safety for those people, and what is the state doing to support them?
Well, all I can say is at the moment, Anton, that the advice is to shelter in place, and that advice is coordinated with all of our European partners. Minister McEntee attended the foreign ministers meeting yesterday online, and that is the advice that everybody is getting, every European citizen is getting, because there simply aren't other options at the minute, and that advice is there. But obviously we're examining it with all of our EU colleagues very, very closely to see what opportunities there might be, and everybody should register on the citizens registration.dfa.ie. They can call the number 01408 2000, but also to follow the social media accounts, particularly of our embassy in the UAE and indeed the Department of Foreign Affairs itself.
And at this stage, have you any plans to facilitate Irish citizens exiting the region?
No, not at this stage, because there simply aren't safe routes. I mean, you will, I've no doubt, hear stories of people going via land to neighbouring countries, but we can't advise that for the thousands of Irish people, and no other European country is advising that, because you might get to another country, but you may not be able to get home from there, and there's nobody would be able to facilitate the numbers that would be involved. So we'll continue to look at this. It is obviously, you know, an uncertain situation, and we're trying to give as much comfort to people. And the only advice we can give is to shelter in place. We've, you know, well over 10,000 Irish people living in the region. There are hundreds of people on holidays, and indeed, there's almost 1,000 people in airports or who are on connecting flights who've been accommodated by the airlines. And we are staying in close contact with the airlines in those cases as well.
And do you have a sense at this stage, Minister, of how many people have followed your advice to register with the Department of Foreign Affairs?
I don't have the exact information on that. I mean, our staff are busy over the weekend answering the phone and setting up that, you know, crisis centre in terms of the website, etc. And the numbers, I suppose, we don't expect to have, you know, huge increases over the estimates that we actually have of people who are in the region. We're working closely with the airlines. There's quite a number of Irish people working some of those airlines, so we've good figures on that, for example. I mean, you can count up the number of people who left on planes, and we do believe there are hundreds of people on holidays there at the moment, and that is obviously a considerable worry to them as well.
Thank you very much. That is the Junior Minister at the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, Thomas Byrne, Minister of State, I should say. 53106, if you want to get in touch, or 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.